Well, it is now the nightmare scenario if you live in New York City. My governor out here in the great state of Texas, Greg Abbott, has been sending illegal aliens over there to New York City because they're supposed to be a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state. Out here in Texas, we do not tolerate illegals. If you are an illegal, you can be given a bus pass to go wherever you want. And New York City, man, the Big Apple, of course, you want to go there because they say they are a sanctuary city. But Democrats are frauds because when the illegals got there, all of a sudden, they were not welcoming of illegal aliens. And Eric Adams on video, probably like a month or so ago, said that this would destroy New York City. I believe they have something like 10,000 illegal aliens. And by the way, guys, those illegals are not happy in New York City. They are pretty uppity. They believe that they deserve better. These people are not seeking asylum. These people are economic migrants. And the people of New York City are paying for all of this. Just like in Chicago, man, these Democrats are frauds. But now, guys, the people of New York City are really, really going to suffer now because what Eric Adams is now going to do. Because New York City is going broke because of illegal aliens. And guess what? He's not kicking the illegal aliens out. Oh, no. Oh, no. He's actually going to make your streets in New York City much, much worse. Look at this, guys. Eric Adams slashes NYC budget amid illegal immigrant influx. Yeah. Because apparently, you know, Eric Adams is hoping that Beijing Biden is going to help him out. Oh, no. Beijing Biden is not going to help out Eric Adams. Actually, Beijing Biden actually raided Eric Adams like a few weeks ago. Yeah. So now he's essentially, guys, going to defund the police. He's going to do that. New York City police officers are going to be out of a job. But illegal aliens are going to come first, and NYC will take care of illegal aliens. Folks, remember this, come 2024. Remember that your Democrat mayor you voted for, Beijing Biden, they got police officers fired out there in New York City in the name of illegal aliens. Let's read some of this, guys. It says here, New York Mayor Eric Adams made good on his promise to slash the city's budget when on Thursday he announced sweeping measures that will free police hiring, close libraries on Sundays, and take other drastic measures, all to pay for the massive illegal immigrant influx caused by Beijing Biden's border crisis. This is what Eric Adams is going to do. He's not going to actually round out the illegals and ship them out. Oh, no, can't do that. This is what he's going to do. Quote, no city should be left to handle a national humanitarian crisis largely on its own. And without the significant and timely support we need from Washington, D.C., today's budget will be only the beginning, Adams said as he announced the cuts to the $110 billion budget, the New York Times reported. The budget cuts will slash the police department to below 30,000. Wow. New York City is something like, what, 9 million people? Wow. The NYPD covers New York's five boroughs and nearly 9 million people. School safety agents will also be cut. And Adams said parents should step up and volunteer. So he's going to cut the police force. School safety agents going to be cut too. But illegal aliens are going to be allowed to remain in New York City. This is your Democrat leadership right here, guys. They have been exposed. They don't care about you. To you people watching this video in New York City, if you are, why are you continuing to vote for Democrats? They don't care about you. They are America last, and this is a prime example right here. Check this out. Quote, this is truly a disaster for every New Yorker who cares about safe streets, Police Union President Patrick Hendry said, "Cops already stretched to a breaking point, and these cuts will return us to staffing levels we haven't seen since the crime epidemic of the 1980s and 90s. We cannot go back there." But you are. You're going back there. Man, I'm pretty sure New York City wished they had Rudy Giuliani right now. Remember, he cleaned up the mob. He cleaned up crime in New York City. That was like 20 years ago, man. And now New York is a liberal hellhole right now. In September, Adams warned that the illegal immigrant crisis would destroy New York. He teamed with other mayors of Democrat-led cities that are buckling under the weight of the new illegal immigrant onslaught to petition Beijing Biden to give funding or make some changes that would alleviate the stress. Actually, what they should do is they should send these people back across the border because they are here illegally. Instead of meeting with Biden to state his case, Adams was turned around on his trip to Washington and had to head back to New York amid FBI allegations of fundraising misdeeds during his last campaign. The Education Department will also see reduced funding as $1 billion will be pulled from their coffers. They're going to take away money from your education, guys. All in the name of illegal aliens. This as illegal immigrant children pour into classrooms and are in need of classroom resources. The mayor's own pet project, compositing initiatives in the Bronx and Staten Island, will also be shelved amid the reductions. Quote, "In my time in government, this is probably one of the most painful exercises I've gone through," Adams said of the cuts. In 2023, some 10,000 illegal aliens have poured into the city each month, and New York has been footing the bill. New York, a self-identified sanctuary city, has a right to shelter law that requires the city to provide housing for those in need. But the thing is, they got homeless Americans out there. Do they do anything for them? Oh, no, of course not. Of course not. A recently built shelter in Brooklyn's Floyd Bennett Field, however, had illegal aliens complaining about the no-frills accommodations, with one woman saying there wasn't even a television. What? Really? Man, New Yorkers, you guys voted for this. So I really have no sympathy for you guys. None. You guys voted for this and you guys continue to vote this way. Progressive Democrats in the Big Apple complained about the cuts. But with declining tax revenues, the end of COVID funding from the federal government, the massive increase in the illegal alien population, and the refusal of the Biden White House to take responsibility for the disaster, the city is left with little choice but to make hard choices. Now, 2024, man, the only reason why New York City or New York State votes for Joe Biden and Democrats is really because of New York City. New York City, wake up, man. Look at what they're doing to you guys. If New York City actually flips red, then the state of New York will actually flip red. I'm not sure that's going to happen, man. These people out there, man, they seem to be deranged. They keep voting not just for Democrats, but for progressive Democrats that clearly want to put them last. I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy, guys, but New York is getting what they voted for. Now, crime is really going to skyrocket because police officers not going to be able to handle the crime. They're defunding your schools, too. This is amazing right here. Maybe this will actually be the last straw. Maybe this will actually be the major wake-up call right here. We'll have to see. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.